إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. This afternoon, first I want to apologize for not sending out notice correcting the time for the class today. You know that the class is, we always try to tie the class to the times of Salat. And when we sent out the homework assignment last week, I said the class will be after Dhuhr at around 1:30. Not considering the fact about this game that they're playing with the whatever they call it. Yeah, so anyway, one of the brothers reminded me about an hour ago about the time, and I did send out a notice, unfortunately quite late, but in any case, I apologize for any inconvenience to anyone, and we will continue to have the salat after Salatul Dhuhr. We will continue to have the class after Salatul Dhuhr, inshallah, with time changes or whatever. And book two will be after Asr, inshallah. Okay, so that being said, I hope that everyone has been trying to keep up with their reviews and homework assignments, especially writing out the exercises that we do in the class and memorizing the vocabulary. And for today's class, it would have been of great benefit if we reviewed before coming to class the grammatical points that we have begun in this lesson dealing with prepositions and pronouns from last week. And we will continue with that in the second part of the lesson this week, inshallah. Just as a refresher and review of what we covered last week we talked about huruf al-jar, that is those particles that are called prepositions. And in the lesson number 4 from last week, in the first part of the lesson, we dealt with two prepositions. And in the second part of the lesson this week, inshallah, we will deal with two additional prepositions. Similarly, we talked about last week al-dhamair. Dhamair is the plural of dhamir. Dhamir. That is dad, mim, ya, ra. Dhamir. Dhamir is the singular, and dhamair is the plural. And these pronouns, we said that we will be taking, in this book, we'll be taking 10 of them. 10 of them. And in this lesson, we will be taking 4 of them. Last week, we discussed 2 of them. And this week, in the second part of the lesson, we will discuss 2 more. Pronoun is a word that takes the place of a noun. So whenever you want to refer back to something or someone that was mentioned before, you can substitute that thing that was previously mentioned with a pronoun. For example, if we said the masjid is open, we want to refer back to the masjid again, instead of saying the masjid will only be open for 1 hour today, instead of saying the masjid, we can say it. Can refer to it by the pronoun it. And in Arabic, everything is either masculine or feminine. And therefore, the pronoun huwa, that's used for persons, for people, that means he or he is also used for things that are considered masculine in Arabic. In translation, we would say for things, it or it is. So huwa can refer to a person, meaning he, or a thing meaning it. And likewise, here, the feminine singular, here If it's referring to a person, it means she. If it is referring to a thing, it means it. So it's very important to try to keep this in mind, that in Arabic, everything is either considered masculine or feminine. So huwa, the pronoun huwa, can refer to people or things. And the pronoun hiya can refer to people or things. Can anybody tell me about a preposition? If we have, for example, this word, al-waladu, and we have this word, al-baytu. We'll use Amzatul Wasl here. If we use the preposition in this sentence, for example, we use the preposition in, fi. If we use this preposition, what does the preposition do in the sentence when it's used in a sentence? What does it do to that sentence? How does it affect it? Prepositions. Yes, Ahmed. Change the ending of what?
Of
the word before it or the word after it?
The word after it.
The word after it. Preposition changes the ending, the vowel ending of the word after it. So whenever you use a preposition in a sentence, what happens to the word that's after it? It changes the ending. From Dhamma, for example, to what? To Kasra. Dhamma to Kasra. Alright, that's what we need to remember. That when you're reading, if you see a preposition, the noun that comes after that preposition, it becomes what is called in Arabic, majroor. Becomes majroor. And in English, that is called what? Genitive. Okay, so the noun that comes after a preposition is in the genitive case. In Arabic we say majroor. And the sign that it's majroor is that it takes kasra. So until now, whenever we read, we know that nouns always end with dhamma. But if it's following a preposition, that dhamma will be changed to a kasra. That's what we need to know about prepositions. That the word following the preposition, whether it's fi or ala, which means on or upon, or min, meaning from, or ila, meaning to, whichever preposition you use, the noun that follows it, the vowel will change from dhamma to kasra. That's what we need to know. Alright, any questions? Any question concerning prepositions? Any question concerning pronouns? Pronoun, it saves us from repeating a noun that was mentioned previously. Takes the place of another word. Takes the place of a noun, the pronoun. Any question? Anybody read the grammatical points on page 7 and 8 of the English key? Any problems with what you read there? Any questions about what you read there? Alright. I don't want to ask you if you have written down the exercises that we did in class last week, but I hope you have done them. Writing is critical. It's very important. Okay, before we go on to the exercises in the second part of the lesson, I want to read the key. Second part of lesson number 4A. The second part of lesson number 4, 4A, on page 10, from the English key in the back of the book, on page 10 and 11. It says, in this part we learn two more prepositions, min and ila. Min and ila. This part of the lesson, we learn two more prepositions. Min, meaning from, and ila, meaning to. I was coming from my home, going to the masjid. Huh? Coming from somewhere, going to somewhere else. We also learned two more pronouns. Ana and Anta. Ana and Anta. Ana meaning I or I am, and Anta meaning you or you are. But you here is you, masculine, singular. Okay, there's a pronoun for you when you're speaking to a female. Instead of saying Anta, you say Anti. And there's also pronouns for plurals. If you're speaking to a group of men, you say Antum. And if you're speaking to a group of women, you say what? Antunna. Naam. And these pronouns we will take later. Likewise, there are plurals for he and she. They masculine and they feminine. And we'll take them later. As we go along, lesson by lesson, we'll take a few more pronouns as we go along. Until we complete the 10, inshallah, that we'll take in this lesson. In this book, book 1. These two pronouns that we're taking in this part of the lesson, Ana, wa Anta. Notice that the pronoun Ana begins with Hamza Fatta, Noon Fatta, Alif. And that should be distinguished from another particle, Anna. Like we say, Ashhadu Anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Anna. A lot of people, when they call their adhan, they say, Ashhadu Anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Anna means I am, and Anna means that. I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Messenger of Allah. If we are not careful, we will be saying, I bear witness that I am Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah. So be careful. This word, that this pronoun, I, is Anna. And this word here is Anna. With shadda and a short vowel. This one has no shadda and a long vowel. Two completely different words, but they can easily be mistaken, one for the other. Okay, so be conscious of this. Now, this for the adhan. Anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah. Not Anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah. Tayyib? Naam. Okay, so we have these two pronouns, and the example that he gives here is Ana Muhammadun. Ana Muhammadun. I am Muhammad. Or Ana Aminatu. I am Amina. And this is to show what? That the pronoun Ana is for both masculine and feminine. Used both for masculine and feminine. As far as Anta is used only for masculine. He has used for feminine. Who has used for masculine? As far as Anna, the first person, is used for masculine and feminine. And likewise, the plural of Anna, Nahnu, we, is also used for both masculine and feminine. And we'll come to that later. The last point in this key, we also learn here two verbs. Zahaba, he went, and Kharaja, he went out. Zahaba, which means he went. And kharaja, which means he went out. Zahaba, he went. He went away. Kharaja, he went out. He was inside and he went outside of the place wherever he was. Okay, pay attention to the meaning of these two verbs. Zahaba just means he was here and he went over there. Kharaja means he went out the door. or out the window, or out some kind of way. Huh? It's clear what's the difference? Tayyib. Alaykum salam. Note the following. Ana Bilal, or Aina. I'm sorry. Aina Bilalun. Where is Bilal? Answer. Zahaba ila al-masjidi. He went to the mosque. Notice that the word al-masjid is ending with kasra. That means it is what? It is majroor. Why? Because it is preceded by ila. And ila is one of the prepositions that we're taking in the second part of the lesson. Aina Bilalun zahaba. He went ila al-masjidi. He went to the masjid. In the next sentence, the meaning is the same, but the wording is changed slightly. In the second sentence, ذَهَبَ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ, as opposed to the last sentence, ذَهَبَ بِلَالٌ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ, we see that there's a difference between these two sentences, although the meaning is basically the same. Who can tell me what's the difference between ذَهَبَ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ and ذَهَبَ بِلَالٌ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ? What's the difference? What's the difference? Any difference? Anything that's obvious or not so. Naam. Okay, good. Dhahaba ila al-masjidi. Dhahaba ila al-masjidi means what? He went to the masjid. But if you say Dhahaba Bilalun ila al-masjidi, when you use this noun here, Bilal, then we will drop the word that was used here, he. We won't say Dhahaba Bilalun ila al-masjid, he Bilal went to the masjid. Okay, here, the one who's doing the action is not mentioned, but there's a pronoun that's understood from Dhahaba. He went to the masjid. Here, he went is followed by the indication of who actually went. Who was it? Bilal. So we're not going to say he went, Bilal went to the masjid. No, we're just saying what? Bilal went to the masjid. So if you have a verb like this, and the one who's doing the action, the subject, is not mentioned, then you're going to use the pronoun, he or she. But if the person who's doing the action, or the one who's doing the action, whether it's human or animal or whatever, is actually mentioned, then we're not going to use the pronoun. We don't have a need for the pronoun here. Why? Because the pronoun takes the place of a noun. The noun is here. Al-ism al-zahir. Clear noun is right here, so we don't need the pronoun. Is it clear? I think it's a little bit, maybe, a little shaky, right? Okay, as we will see as we go along, the difference between this kind of sentence, okay? When the one who's doing the action, that's understood from the verb, the one who's doing the action, the person or the thing that is doing the action is mentioned, or if it's not mentioned. If that one is not mentioned, it's understood from the verb. Okay, you say, kharaja min al-bayti. Kharaja. Kharaja means he went out, right? Kharaja min al-bayti. He went out of the house. But we don't know who went out of the house, except that the pronoun is referring to whoever we were talking about before that, right? But if you want to make it clear, you will say what? Kharaja Ahmadu min al-bayti. Kharaja, who went out? Ahmed. But once you use Ahmed, we're not going to say he anymore, because he is taking the place. The pronoun is taking the place of a noun. If the noun is there, then we don't need the pronoun. We're not going to use both of them. He, Bilal. He, Ahmed. No, we're just going to say Bilal or Ahmed. Anyway, inshallah, as we go along, we'll see it. This is something that we should try to focus on and try to understand what is happening here with this. When the pronoun and the clear noun are used together. So, Dhahaba means he went. But if it is followed by a noun as the subject of the sentence, the one who is doing the action, if it is followed by a subject, the verb, then the pronoun he is dropped. The pronoun he is dropped. Okay, that's basically it for this lesson. As we go through exercises, inshallah, you'll see the points that are mentioned here, and probably, inshallah, hopefully we'll become a little bit more clear, and we'll ask some questions as we go through it. As far as the vocabulary, is there any question about the vocabulary? The vocabulary we had in this lesson, we have Al-Philippine, Al-Filipino, the Philippines, the country, Al-Madrasatu, school, Al-Suqu, market, the marketplace, Al-Jami'atu, the university, and then we have the pronoun min and ila, from and to. We have Al-Yabanu, Japan, a country, Al-Sinu, with Saad, Al-Sinu, the country, China, Al-Hindu, the country, India, and Al-Mudiru, the headmaster, yani the principal, the head of a school, Al-Mudiru. Also at the top of the vocabulary, we see that min is written with sukoon, mim, kasra, noon with sukoon, on the top of the vocabulary page, page 11. Min is written with sukoon, but if it is followed by alif lam, the definite article, el, it becomes mina, yani mim, kasra, noon, instead of sukoon, noon with fatha. The noon with sukoon has to change because it's followed by another sukoon in the definite article L. And two sukoons can't come together, so we have to put a vowel on min. Originally, the min has a sukoon. But if it's followed by alif lam, if min is followed by alif lam, and because this Hamzatul Wasl says join what is before it to what is after it, and that would mean we have a sukoon connected to another sukoon, and you can't have that in Arabic. So because of that, we're going to put a vowel on here, and we're going to change this first sukoon to a fatta. So instead of it being min al, it's going to be minal. Minal. You're going to join it together, you're going to say minal. You're going to add a vowel there, okay? So that's just a point of reading. That has nothing to do with grammar or anything. It's just for pronunciation, for reading. Okay, let's go to the Arabic text of the book. Which is on page 21, right? It begins on page 21, lesson number 4. And we already did the first part of the lesson. We did the first exercise and the second exercise up until page 23. I think we completed page 23. Is that right? Did we complete the last exercise on the bottom of page 23? It says read and write. We did it quickly though, huh? Okay, let's do it again, inshallah. Okay, we're going to do it quickly, but I'm going to remind you what this exercise is dealing with. Who knows what this exercise is dealing with? What's required? What are we required to do? On the bottom of page 23. Three, underneath those two columns, the list of names, masculine names and feminine names. What are we required to do with this exercise?
We're required to read and write and make sure we have the correct
endings. We're required to read and write and make sure we have the correct endings of the word. What kind of endings are we looking for? Are we looking for the vowel if it's fatha, kasra, or dhamma? We're looking for tanween or single vowel. What are we looking for in the endings now? The vowel endings? What do you mean by the vowel endings? Specifically, what do we mean by vowel endings? Now, is it a dhammatain or a single dhamma? Why do you say that?
Because if it's, it would be a...
Why do we need to look for that? What is the rule that we had that makes us know we have to look for that?
Is it definite or indefinite?
That's part of it. It's part of it, but not in this case, though. Yeah, and generally, if a word is definite, if it has alif lam, if a word has alif lam, it's not going to take tanween, okay? But we're not talking about that here in this exercise right here. We're talking about distinguishing feminine proper nouns from masculine proper nouns. Why? What's the difference between feminine proper nouns and masculine proper nouns in terms of the endings of their words? What's the difference now? You mean the opposite? The opposite, right? The opposite. Feminine proper nouns do not take tanween. They only take a single vowel. And masculine proper nouns take tanween.
Okay.
masculine proper nouns do take tanween. So this is what the rule that we had in those two columns, that masculine proper nouns, they take tanween. When you read them, you read it with tanween, with a double dhamma. And if it's following a preposition, it will be with a double what? If it's following a preposition, it will be with double what? With double vowel? Kesra. Double kesra. Prepositions, remember? Prepositions. After prepositions, words take kesra, it's majroor. Okay? The vowel on the end of the word could be fatha, kesra, or dhamma, depending on what position it is in the sentence. What's acting upon it? Is it following a preposition? Is it the object of the verb? Is it the subject of the sentence? Okay? And as we go through grammar, we will begin to see, what do we mean by the subject of the sentence? What do we mean by the object of the verb? Okay? As we go through the grammar, we'll begin to see these things. But the vowel can change depending on the function or the position of the word in the sentence. So far, we've been seeing them always with dhamma, right? Now that we take prepositions, we're going to see them with kesra. Okay? But here in this exercise, what we are looking for is not dhamma or kesra. We're looking for, is it a double vowel or a single vowel? Because if it's a masculine proper noun, it should have a double vowel. If it's a feminine proper noun, name of a female, it should have a single vowel. Okay, so when we read this exercise, that's what we should be looking for. Do we put a double vowel or a single vowel on the end of the word? Okay, let's read. Who wants to read the first word? From the start, from the right side. First word. Naam. Anybody, over this way. Naam. Again. Is there a meme there? No meme. Begins with ha. Oh. Oh, wait a minute. Let me see where you read now. No, we read these already. That's Muhammadun. That's right. This is the exercise we're doing on the bottom, right here. On the bottom, okay? What's the first one? Okay, what's the ending? It's Hamid, naam. What's the ending? Is it a single vowel or double vowel? Hamidun. Why is it Hamidun? Because it's masculine proper noun. Okay, next one. Zainabu. That's a single vowel or double vowel? Single vowel. Why is it a single vowel? Feminine proper noun. Naam. Jabir. Aminatu. Why is it a single vowel? Feminine proper noun. Next one. Anybody on this side? Naam. Anybody want to volunteer? Who didn't read yet? No volunteers on this side? Naam. Ammarun. That's with double vowel? No. Tanween. Why? Masculine proper noun. It's the name of a man. Naam. Next one. Sa'id what? Sa'idun. Good. I like to hear that tanween. Double vowel. Why? Because it's the name of a man. Sa'id. Now, next one. Hanif. Fatima. With a long vowel. Fatima tu. With a single vowel. Why? Feminine proper noun. Female's name. Next one. Next one. Maryamu. Naam. Single vowel. Feminine, proper noun. Next one. Huh? Ali. With a shadda on the Aliyun. Why? Masculine, proper noun. Next one. Naam. Khalidun. Why? Masculine, proper noun. Next one. Naam. Abbasun. With tanween, double vowel. Next one. Aisha too, with a single vowel. Next one. Who wants it? Naam. Muhammadun. With a double vowel, tanween. Next one. Safiya too, with a single vowel, feminine proper noun. Last one. Khadija too, with a single vowel, feminine proper noun. Now remember, brothers and sisters, that some of these words, some of these names, have tarmabuta and feminine proper noun. Some of them have tarmabuta and some of them don't. Generally speaking, feminine proper nouns will have tarmabuta. Ta marbuta, right? To remind us that it's feminine. But sometimes they don't have tarmabuta. But if it's a feminine proper noun still, it's not going to take tanween. Like, for example, give me a feminine name, female name, that does not have tarmabuta. Don't give me Aisha, don't give me Khadija, don't give me Safiya. Give me one that does not have tarmabuta. Now, Maryamu. No tarmabuta, but it's feminine, right? It's female feminine proper noun. Another one, somebody. Huh? That has a tarmabuta, huh? Zainabu. Zainabu. Zainab is no tarmabuta, but it's a feminine proper noun, right? So because it's feminine proper noun, does not take tanween. Does not take tanween. Nam? Safiya? Safiya? No, Safiya has tarmabuta. Safiya too. Nam. Now, most of the feminine proper nouns have tarmabuta, but some of them don't. So we just got to pay attention. Even if you don't see the tarmabuta, if you know it's feminine proper noun, does not take tanween. And on the other hand, there are some masculine proper nouns that have tarmabuta, but they're names of men. Huh? Like what? Huh? Muawiyah too. Muawiyah. Naam. What else? Huh? Usama too. Naam. One more, somebody. Huh? Hamza. Hamza too. Naam. So these are male names. These are names of men. They are masculine proper nouns. But because they are with tarmabuta, they do not take tanween. They do not take tanween. They are like the feminine proper nouns. Even though it's the name of a man, because they have tarmabuta, we act like, we treat them the same way like a feminine proper noun in terms of grammatically. They do not take tanween. Okay? So this is important for us to know. Okay. That's the end of the first part of the lesson. Let's go to part B. Okay, at the top of the page we see what? Al-Bay-2, page 24. Page 24. This is a 2. And this is a 4. 24. Wow, I did all of that? Just knocked the whole building down. Page 24. Okay, at the top of the page we see what? Al-Bay-2. And then we have what? Min al-bayti. Min al-bayti. Notice the min, we put an effector on it. Because why? Why are we putting effector on min? Because it's preceding another sukoon in what? In the definite article, alif lam, which begins with a sukoon. Okay? So that's why we have to put effector on the min, which originally has a sukoon. So we're saying what? Min al-bayti. Now, we're joining them together by Hamzat al-Wasl. The alif there is for Hamzat al-Wasl. Okay, and then as we go across, from right to left, we see al-masjidu. And ilal-masjidi. Ilal-masjidi. So we notice that the word al-masjidu, it changed from dhamma to kasra because of ila. And the word al-baytu, it changed from dhamma to kasra because of min. Alright, so these are two new prepositions. Min meaning from, min al-bayti, from the house, and ila meaning to, ila al-masjidi, to the masjid. Okay, we need two readers to help us. Two readers to read loud and clear. Okay, let's start here.
Min ayna anta?
Min ayna anta? What does that mean? Where are you from? Min means from, aina means where, and anta means you, masculine, singular. Huh?
Should we translate it like, where are you from, or translate it the way we see it?
Don't translate it literally. Translate it in the way that it makes sense in English. Because now you're going from Arabic to English. In Arabic, this is the way it is. In English, though, we don't speak like that in English. We don't say, min Aina anta, from where? Where are you from? If you say it, it's okay. But try to use it, you know, try. Sometimes the order of words in Arabic is different than English. Sometimes the order, like for example, we just had here, right? Zahaba Bilalun ila al-masjidi. Don't translate it, went Bilal to the masjid. The order in Arabic is different. When you translate it, you say Bilal went to the masjid. Okay? Sometimes you have to change the order of words from Arabic to English because the order, the sentence structure, the order of words in Arabic in many cases is different than English. So, I mean, it's okay. You can do that, but as you like. As you like.
The verb is first and the noun is second.
Say that again?
The verb is first.
Here, in this sentence, the verb came first before the noun. Uh-huh. Although in Arabic, the noun can come first also, but in this case, this is how it came here, in this one. Uh-huh. But we can say, we can change the order. We can put a noun first and the verb following it, or we can put the verb first and the noun following it. Both of them are permissible. طيب من أين أنت؟ Where are you from? نعم
أنا من اليابان.
أنا من الياباني. What is اليابان? Japan. أنا means what? I. That's the pronoun for the first person, the speaker. I, singular. I can be used for masculine, can be used for feminine. If a man is speaking, he can say أنا من اليابني. If a woman is speaking, she can say أنا من اليابني. Same exact word, أنا. Can be used for masculine, can be used for feminine. The other pronouns for the second person and third person, you and he and she, there's you masculine and you feminine. And of course, he and she, also in English, you have masculine and feminine, right? But for the first person, it's used, the same word is used for masculine and feminine. Okay, next question.
Women
aina ammarun. What does that mean? And where is Ammar from? And wa min ayna Ammar? And where is Ammar from? Naam.
Huwa min
al-Sin. Huwa min al-Sin. What is al-Sin?
China.
Huwa means what? He or it. But in this case we're going to say he, right? Because it's talking about Ammar, person. Huwa min al-Sin. He is from China. Naam. Next question.
ومن أين
حامد؟ ومن أين حامد؟ What does that mean? And where is Hamid from? Okay, where is Ammar from? Ammar is from China. And where is Hamid from?
هو من الهند.
He is from India. Now he is from India. Hamid is from India, and Ammar is from China. طيب, next question. أين عباس؟ And know some of these words, we know some of these names and words, right? In English, but we say them differently. This word, عباس, has a shadda on the ba and a long vowel. And you have to pronounce the shadda. عباس. Some of the times we might say عباس. Not عباس. عباس. عب, with shadda on the ba and a long vowel. عباس. We say in English, عباس. Not عباس. عباس. So as we learn Arabic, we got to correct some of the things that we learned before in English. The Arabic words, we got to pronounce them the way they pronounce in Arabic. Not the way people pronounce it in English. Like they say Qatar. There's no place in the world called Qatar. The name of the country is Qatar. But all the English people, and they got the Arabs saying it even. You get an Arab and they say Qatar. What's Qatar? There's no such place as Qatar. There's no Qatar. It's Qatar. But they try to twist everything. And then they got us doing the same thing. Shalom Stan. Ask the guy where he's from. He said, I'm from Qatar. You from Qatar? No such place. You know that there's no such place as Qatar. You're from Qatar. You got his own country twisted. Egyptian talking about, I'm from Egypt. What Egypt? There's no such place as Egypt, Akhi. There's no place in the world named Egypt. Huh? Right?
No.
Misr. The name of the country is Misr. Not Egypt. But Egyptian would tell, I'm from Egypt. What Egypt you from? From Misr. He knows the name of his country is Misr, but he's following these people. Naam, Abbas. Ayna Abbasun, naam. Kharaja. This is one of the new verbs that we had in this lesson, right? We had Kharaja and Dhahaba. Dhahaba, he went. Kharaja, he went out. So, Ayna Abbasun, Kharaja. He went out. Naam.
Ayna
Dhahaba. Where did he go? ذهب إلى المدير. What's مدير? The headmaster. What's a headmaster? We use that word around here? The principal. Headmaster. That's Indian, English, British language. They call it the headmaster. Huh? Director? Yeah, director could be Nam. Could be director. And مدير means the one who's in control of it. Whether it's a school or a business or something, you call him the مدير.
head of the guy who controls the business, a company, is called the mudir. Naam. But the guy, the head of the company, you don't call him a headmaster, right? No. All right. Go ahead. Next question. وَأَيْنَ ذَهَبَ عَلِيٌّ. Even though there's no shadda written on that word, Ali, but it's really written with a shadda, okay? So remember that Ali, the word Ali, is written with, is pronounced with a shadda on the ya. It's two ya's. Okay, the first ya is elongating the kasra from the lam, Ali. And the second ya is a consonant that has a vowel. In this case, it has tanween. Ali yun. Ali yun. Naam. Wa aina dhahaba Ali? Naam. Dhahaba ila al-mirhad. I hope you looked at the vocabulary and you remember this word, al-mirhad, from somewhere. Did we have this before? Al-mirhad? We never had it before? Okay, we got it now.
We talked about it last time, right?
Yeah. Remember last class, I remember I mentioned it. What does al-mirhad mean? Toilet. Dhahaba ila al-mirhad. He went to where? If you translate it, don't translate it like that though. You can say it a little differently. Okay, no problem. Let's go. 25. Page 25. 25. Next page. Tamarin. What is tamarin? Exercises. With the S on the end, right? Exercises. Plural. What's the singular of tamarin? Tamreen. Naam. The singular of tamarin is tamreen. 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 Tamarin. Tamreen. Tayyib. Okay, let's do these exercises. Let's do these exercises. Of course, these are comprehension exercises, okay? If we read the text before, then we should have remembered some of these things. But if we read it for the first time today, we might not remember the answers to these questions. The first question. First question. Min aina anta? Now this question, really, it could be answered personally. Or it could be answered from the text of the book. From the text of the book, it will be different, right? But in any case, this one is okay. We'll give you a pass on this one. Min aina anta? Min aina anta? So who wants the answer?
Ana min al-yabani.
Ana min al-yabani. Huh? Yes.
Ana min amriki.
Okay, don't say amriki. Amrika.
Amriki.
That's nisbi. Ya nisbi. That you are attributing it to something. Amriki means a person who is identified with America. Amrika is the name of the country. Amrika. But the person, he's Amriki. Okay? For example, Misr, that's the name of the country, Misr, Egypt, Misr. The person who's identified with Misr is called Misri, Egyptian. Now,
that's a little question I had, because I know we had the preposition before, say, Yabani, or like I said, Amriki. Like, I know we put the kasra on, say, we talk about, say, Fil Masjidi.
Fil Masjidi.
But we explained it like where we're from. I was talking to somebody and he said that he told me like it doesn't really make sense. Like I was talking to a Yemeni brother and I was telling him because I wasn't sure yet if I put the kasra or say whatever, you know.
No.
He said it didn't make sense to put it like that.
He said it didn't make sense to put what like what?
To say
oh, it's not. It doesn't make sense to say Ana min Amriki.
Oh, but to say like Ana min Yemeni.
Okay.
That's what he said. It doesn't make sense. We're using Yemeni. I just said Amriki just for the talk. But he said to say Ana min Yemeni doesn't make sense.
Type. Look, this right here, this word is Amrika. Because of the preposition here, normally a word following a preposition takes kasra, right? But because this word ends with alif, that it can't take a preposition. There are certain words that we learn later on that they can't, I mean, it won't take kasra from the preposition. Okay? But the word Amrika itself, if it's following a preposition, it will not take kesra. But the person who is identified with Amrika, Amriki, yes, it will take. But look, the difference between the word that's following a preposition that takes kesra is a single kesra. Here, this is not a single kesra. This is called ya nisbi. This is the ya that attributes something or someone to something else. Okay? It's not Amriki. It's Amriki. Okay? Misri. This kesra from the preposition is a single kesra. One kesra. This is not a single kesra. This is kesra with ya. Okay? And this ya is what is what we're talking about, nisbi. If you say, for example, Yemeni. Naam, Yemeni. He's Yemeni, but with ya, not with just a single vowel. Al Yemen, if you said min al Yemeni, that's a single vowel. Min al Yemeni, with just a single vowel. But if you say a person is a Yemeni, that's with ya. Kasra ya, that's different.
So if I said, Ana min al Sudani, that makes sense?
Ana min al Sudani, it makes sense. Not does it make sense. That's Arabic, that's pure Arabic.
So that's the brother who's trying to tell you, like, that's what I said to him.
But if you said, Ana min as-Sudani, okay, look, min, right, as-Sudan. The vowel here, because of the preposition, is kasra. That's absolutely pure Arabic. Min as-Sudani. But the person who's from Sudan, you say he is Sudani. Kasra, yeah, that's different. That's different. This is elongation. This is not elongation. To the person whose ear is not trained, they might not hear the difference between a Sudani and Sudani. In normal speech, because it's not going to be that distinct. It's not going to be exaggerated, like I'm exaggerating right now. Okay? Like for a person to say, he is Minas Sudani, that's absolutely correct. Except one thing. If you're speaking, and you stop on a word, and you stop, you don't pronounce the last vowel. In speech. But as far as if you're writing it, this takes a kesra, absolutely, for sure. And if there's anything following it, you have to pronounce that kesra. Min as-Sudani, naam. Like if you said, Jittu min as-Sudani wa dhahabtu ila Amrika. Jittu min as-Sudani, naam. Wa dhahabtu ila Amrika. You say Sudani. Naam. Ana Sudani, Sudani with ya. Okay, those words sound almost the same, but they're not the same. Okay, one is a kesra, single vowel, short vowel, that's from the preposition. The other one is ya nisbi, which attributes you to something or some place. Okay, this person, he is Yemeni. That means he's identified with al Yemen. This person is Sudani. That means he identified with what? The place, as Sudan. This person is Amriki. That means he's identified with the place, Amrika. It's like that. Anyway, this is not really part of our lesson. This is far beyond our lesson. But anyway, just a note. So, you know, you ask the question, we try to respond. Yeah. Naam. Okay. Next question. A'anta min al-Filippini? A'anta min al-Filippini? Naam. Anyone? Anyone? Naam. Naam, ana min al-Filippini. What else could you say? La, ana min Amerika, or ana min al-Yemen, or ana min Pakistan, or whatever. Naam, question number three, thalatha. Men min al-Sini. This is from the text of